welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hey, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me on this first ever podcast for my Earn Your Happy podcast. So I wanted to take this time to chat with you, to talk to you about where on earth this idea of creating a podcast came from. And I think, like so many people, you just start to feel like you have a lot of information and maybe some amazing people in your life that you feel like if you got them chatting, or if someone could be a fly on the wall in your conversations, that so many people could benefit and really see, honestly, how it really is. Because I remember being on the outside looking into whatever it was. Maybe it was a life that I wanted, a friendship that I wanted, someone who was achieving the goals that I wanted. And I think you make it out to be this thing that looks so glamorous. And how did they get that? And how did they end up with it? And oh, their life is just so blessed. And this is how it is. And this is what I'm not. And this is what I will never be. And what I want to show you guys is that with enough work and really cutting out the middleman and going straight to the information and the people that you want to be around, want to be like, the goals that you want, and just going straight for those things, how you can achieve through hard work, dedication, getting sweaty, and learning and earning. So that's what Earn Your Happy is all about. Throughout my life, it's really about earning what you want, putting in the time, putting in the work, but also understanding that through that earning, through that discipline, you find your purpose, you find your happiness. So many people think that happiness is in that final destination, in that goal, in that big dream. And all of the things that I've learned along the way have pointed to the fact, and I can say that for sure, that the happiness lies in the journey. It lies in the choice every day to make your everyday life happy. Truly, happiness is a choice, and we can find it in every little thing that we do. And let me tell you, the happier you get, the better your life is going to be, and the more things just start flooding to you. So let's chat about that. I want to tell you a little bit about how I grew up. I grew up in Upper Michigan. Did you guys know there was an upper part to Michigan? Didn't think so. So yes, it's an upper peninsula. Borderline Canada might as well be Canada. We have a crazy Canadian accent, but not really. It's kind of our own. It's like, yeah, dairy, don't you know, you got to go fishing, and I want to show you my turkey fryer there, don't you know? So THs officially are Ds. And no, the entire state doesn't talk that way, but I'd say a good quarter of them do. And it's fun, right? So I'm not going to lie, I think I had the accent for years. You still might hear it. It's really hard to get rid of. And a girlfriend of mine growing up actually had, we call it, it's a Uper accent. So Upper Peninsula people are called Upers. So my girlfriend had a Uper Valley Girl accent. It was the craziest thing I have ever heard and the most entertaining all at once. So grew up in Upper Michigan, and honestly, growing up was amazing. I didn't know, it was just a really beautiful, simple life. And there were great things about it, and there were really tough things about it, like I think every single kid, every single childhood has. And, you know, I had really beautiful, amazing work ethic instilled in me, and I am so grateful for the hardships and the trials. But growing up, being in a really small town, I was homeschooled through high school, and I grew up in a really religious family. And while it was beautiful, it was really challenging because I was only allowed to associate with people who were inside of my religion. And because it was so small, it was really only a few people in the congregation or church that I was raised in. So a lot of times my parents would literally drive me like 2 hours to go and meet other friends because I just did not have any friends. It was a really isolated childhood for the most part, because we just did not have a ton of people to hang around. So, you know, it was really tough through grade school and middle school because I wasn't allowed to associate with those kids from school because they were not in my religion. So, you know, whether it was homework after school or extracurriculars, I wanted to be a dancer, I wanted to be a gymnast, but I wasn't able to do that because it either fell on a night that we had church, because we had church 3 nights a week, or it was, that I wasn't allowed to associate with those people. So while that was super challenging, it also brought me a lot of strengths later. And that's what we're going to talk a lot about on this podcast as well, is how the struggles actually give you so much strength later. And it's like, are you going to say, woe is me? Are you going to play the victim? Or are you going to say, wow, was I able to create some strength off of that? And look at what I'm able to do now because of it. So turning those struggles into gigantic strengths. Later on, I ended up moving out of my house when I was literally the day I turned 18. My poor mom, I probably gave her a heart attack. But it was because it was just, you know, sometimes when you get held like a string and you feel, a spring and you feel restricted, it's like the second you get a chance to like escape, it was like, I'm out of here. And I spent a majority of my 18 to 21. I don't remember much of it. It was a blur. I had some massive traumas happen because of my really bad choices that included alcohol and crazy people and my insane craving for attention that I did not get when I was younger. So as probably most of you spent 18 to 21. And it taught me some incredibly beautiful lessons as well. But what ended up happening was I never, because I was never forced to go to college, I was never forced to have to show up for anything, to show up for myself. I wasn't, you know, my parents didn't push me academically. It was really about the religion, and that was life. And you know, that's a beautiful thing if that's what you believe. And that was life. You grow up, this is what you do. You're going to preach, you're going to share this. And for me, while I loved, my family, and I really loved what that represented, I also knew that that was not a way for my soul to express itself ultimately. I knew that I had something different to do. I knew that I was going to reach people and connect them to their soul, connect them to God in a different way than just going door to door. So not that that's a bad thing. That's a great thing. But when you know you are here for something different and your soul is feeling suppressed and you are feeling like there is something, a bigger calling for you, but you can't figure it out, sometimes you go a little bit nutty first to figure that out. So, you know, I believe that we're here for our souls to find their highest form of self-expression, because I know that we all have our own version of being able to tap in and our own version of bringing something amazing and great to the world or someone else. And we have to figure out what that is. So this is what this is all about: earning your happiness, figuring out your purpose, and then sharing it, and maybe even monetizing it, and maybe monetizing it so big that you get to create some giant company or some giant foundation that creates a ripple and changes the world. So I know that when we truly tap in, when we start listening to that thing that we are suffocating, aka our souls, when we start listening to it, that's where we really tap in and where we can really start to flow, where we can create, where we can start to vibrate at a level of happiness every single day so that we can start attracting the path that we're meant to go on, attracting the people, attracting the ideas. So that's just something I want to really get clear with you guys on. That's what this podcast is about. It's not about feeling bad for yourself or, you know, having people come on here and share stories so that you can say, oh, you know, poor them, I feel bad for them. It's about taking those struggles and seeing how they were turned into triumphs, because your struggle is a beauty. It's just like your mess is your message, right? The messier sometimes, the better, the more people you can relate to. And I was just chatting with a friend today, Angelique Nori, about how, you know, sharing our struggles and sometimes like sharing what we were scared of or the thing that we thought would hold us back is the thing that can propel us forward the most. So we were talking about how like before we got started and really started putting ourselves out there, we were scared about, oh my God, what if we start putting ourselves out there and this person who maybe saw me at this party or knows that I was not nice to this person a long time ago, or maybe I did this thing or said this thing and I'm, you know, so ashamed of it and I have so much shame around this thing that I did, so I'm gonna let it hold me back and I'm never going to put myself out there because what if someone says something? Oh, for the love. Everybody has that thing. You're human. You were a little kid. You were a teenager. You were in your 20s. Whatever it was, if you have shed it, if you have moved forward, if you have prayed about it, it is time to forgive yourself and use it. Okay, that's the quickest way to get over it. Use it. Use it to show people that you can still be great, that you can move forward, that you can, you know, get out of the shame closet and move into the person that you are meant to be and start shining your light. Because your misery, your fear, you being stuck, you playing small does not do anything for the world. And people don't give a crap, let me tell you. They are too consumed with themselves. But the second that you release that, you forgive yourself, you forgive that story, you become so big, you become so strong, you become so mighty that you can bear so much and you become the strength and the wings for others. So let me just tell you, if you are listening and you are allowing anything to hold you back, you are the only thing holding you back. So you're living in more pain right now than the pain of, even if someone said something later, who cares? We all have our own thing, right? We all have our thing that we have to let go, and you are forgiven because you are a human. So just the sheer fact that you are human means that you're forgiven because you are imperfect and things are going to happen. So take them, turn them into strengths and move forward. So why earn your happy though? Let's get back to that. Why earn your happy? And I think that's because people looking in on successful people or a lot of people who have looked in on my life, I get a big question all the time. How do you stay motivated? And, oh, you're just lucky and you were blessed genetically. Well, let me tell you, I come from a very heavy family and I have been told my whole life that I have bad genetics and I'm going to get fat when I get older. And I think hearing that enough and just hearing that on repeat, I think I just got sick of it. I remember being 8 years old and thinking, I'm not going to let that happen. I'll spend the rest of my life figuring out how to not let that happen because, you know, unfortunately, when you live with people who are overweight and you're close to them, you see the pain and you feel the pain and you hear the pain and you see the tears and you see the diets and you feel the failure with them. And I just wish I could go back and take a lot of that pain away, but at the same time, the pain is what really made me keep on searching. I can't tell you how many days I shut my door and I had a mirror on the back side of my door, and I was 8 years old, and I would stand there in my underwear and grab my thighs and say how disgusting I was, and I would grab my belly and I would look at the cellulite and I would wonder why I was so different from the other little girls. And I knew, like, that pain, it would just bend me over. Like, I would bend over in pain. My stomach hurts so bad. And I would just fall to the ground and say, "I hate you," over and over. And I'd look in the mirror and I'd scratch my face and I'd say, "I hate you." And it was so torturous that I just remember praying every night to be thin. And I just wanted people to love me and to notice me. And I think that's when I started just trying to find that thing that got me out of that pain. And somehow I thought exercising would do it and moving my body would help. And honestly, it did to some extent. And I started exercising at the ripe age of 8, you guys, doing my sister's VHS tapes. I'll never forget popping in VHS tapes of Denise Austin, or I know later on my sister got like Cindy Crawford VHS, and she had like these great moves that I was like, this is amazing. But literally doing these VHS tapes to start moving. And I remember afterward, I'd be proud of myself. And it was like, I earned that pride. It was something I was doing because I wasn't doing anything else in my life. You know, I wasn't dancing. I wasn't going out and, you know, being really active all the time. And that's what got me started, was just this little jolt afterward that gave me this little glimmer of, hey, you just did something. You just made yourself proud. You just earned something. Like, when your head hits the pillow tonight, like, you're not going to lay in bed and cry all night because you did something. I remember I had a calendar, and I would mark on my calendar every day that I would work out, and I'd put the word "work out" and with a check mark next to it. So every day I would go on my calendar to see how much I've worked out and what I did. And that was just the plan every day. 8 and 9 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, the plan was work out. And at the time, I didn't know what it was doing besides just making me feel a little bit better and getting me out of that desperate place. And, you know, sometimes I would get back in that desperate place. In fact, I spent a lot more years like that. And sometimes the self-hatred got pretty intense. And what always got me out of it was moving, going for a walk, breaking out of the element that I was in, breaking that mindset. Because I think when you're isolated too, it's just, I think the worst thing is to be left alone with thoughts like that and not say how you're feeling and not have a community to help you. So, you know, I have so many stories for you guys, but that's a little bit about what I want to talk about, is just creating those habits to earn your happiness. And that's really where it started, is I want to share those habits with you, because it doesn't just happen. I wasn't just born with good genetics. I didn't have people to support me. I didn't even know what I was doing. I was homeschooled through high school. I have not gone to college. You know, I'm like one of those people that everyone's like, "You're so successful," except I'm 35 and it took me a lot of years to do it. My life has been anything but fast success. So that's what I want to show you, is it's implementing little habits every single day. It's not done all at once. It's not like these crazy leaps of working for hours every day. It's like willpower has an expiration date. So let's start using it wisely. Let's start using it to earn our happiness. Let's get focused in on what the next best step is, right? Because for you, the focus to earn your happiness might just be to sleep more. Like, maybe right now you are walking around like a zombie and you're filling your face with freaking Twinkies and whatever you can get your hands on, and like, you can't stop eating and you're so ashamed because you're so tired and your body just wants energy. So maybe for you, can you tell that this was totally me? like, when I get tired, I'm like, oh my God, all I can picture is like swimming in a bowl of noodles and Parmesan cheese, and that's advice for me. But that's what I'm talking about. Like, if that is what is like completely suffocating you right now, how about we focus on just getting some sleep? Like, not taking over the world or mentoring with somebody or reaching out or reading, you know, 5 books this month or enrolling in a program. How about you sleep? How about you get in bed at 9 o'clock. And moms, I know that you're like, are you kidding me? Sleep, what is that? But how about you start looking at a schedule for sleep for your kids? Or how about you start looking at carving out some time for a nap, maybe in a spot where you're just going to sit there mindlessly, you know, where you have any 30 minutes that you could carve out. Really looking at your schedule and saying, what could I do to get a little sleep? Or could I have a babysitter come over for 2 hours in the morning to get the kids off to school this Monday and Tuesday, just so I can get a little sleep to get ahead of the game? So it's all about where you're at right now. And that's where we're going to meet you. That's what this podcast is all about. So what I want you to do is tune in. I'm going to be bringing on some amazing people. I'm going to be sharing some pretty open stories that I have never shared. I'm actually writing a book right now and it's almost done. And I will tell you, oh, daddy, so many people do not know about some of the things that have gone on in my life. And I know that sharing them is going to be super valuable to you, because you're either going to see yourself in one of the stories, or you're going to be like, oh, hell no. If she can do that and she came from that, then I can do anything. I must be a powerhouse. So that is what I want to share with you, is complete transparency on how you can earn your happiness every day, how you can get to your goals, how you can stop being anxious, how you can create the life that you want, how you can remove the caps from, you know, what you think is stopping you, how you can dream bigger, how if you want to be Oprah big, you can do that. So let's make that happen. When we lock arms, when we bond together, we can make anything happen. I know that to the core of my being. If you guys don't believe it yet, borrow some of my belief. I am handing it out for free on here because it is real. It is real. The only thing stopping you is your mind and the stories that you are telling it. And we are going to reprogram that stuff. So you guys, I hope that you connect in. I hope that you share this. I hope you resonate. And I love to connect with you. So I want to hear your comments. So LoriHarter.com is my website. Follow me on all social media, on Instagram at Lori Harter. I do so much fun stuff, you guys, because you are my favorite thing to connect with, to get stories from. And if it weren't for you, I couldn't do what I love. And that truly is to connect with people and elevate people's lives and see what we can do together and create together, because I am all about collaboration and just having fun, right? This life can be fun. Work can be fun. Like, why do it if it's not fun? Let's get lost. Let's find our flow. Let's find our zone of genius and live there. We don't have to live somewhere else. Let's figure it out. It may be long. It may not be pretty. You're going to get sweaty. I promise you that. But tune in every week and we're going to talk about a new topic on earning your happiness. So like I said, share this and follow me at LoriHarter.com. And this is the Earn Your Happy podcast. And I just love all y'all guys. And I can't wait to chat with you more. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.